What's good, y'all?
We got another episode of King's Landing. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Jared. Follow me on Twitter at @_TheKing_. Go ahead, follow my brother, Brian, at KingHead57 on Twitter and Instagram. You already know, follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and IG at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network and visit the bcnet.com. Falcons Steelers lost 16-19. Man, what did I say last episode? Falcons have beat the Steelers twice in their entire history. Did not expect this one to be another L, but you know, we're going to make it a quick little recap today. It might be the end of the Marcus Mariota era. The young man went out there and did not have the game he could have or should have that I thought he could have had against the secondary. He was 13 of 24 for 167 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Mediocre. He literally had the same yards per attempt as Kenny Pickett, who I said is basically young Marcus Mariota. It's just Pickett got to play the Falcons secondary instead of Mariota playing the Steelers secondary. And, you know, we saw the result, which was a very neutered Falcons passing attack for the umpteenth time this season, to the point where even the broadcast was pointing out how inept the Falcons passing attack was. They are one of 20 on passes that travel over 30 yards on the season. Not sure how you think that's going to ever amount to a threatening pass attack, but you know, we're well into the season, 13 games into the season. It is what it is at this point. So, you know, give me a rapid reaction, because you already know the topic I want to talk about.
Yeah, you already know what it is. You and all the rest of Falcon Nation. What we've been talking about pretty much all season, and it reared its ugly head once again. Less than 170 passing yards and over 100 on the ground total as a team. So, you know, that old record just keep playing back, rolling it back again. It's like, all right. But I think the old dog really on his last leg now. Unless Arthur Smith just really is just in degaff mode. So, you know.
Yeah.
It was the Steelers.
But it was – that was a game. You watch that game. They should have beat them by 10. The Steelers suck. Kenny Pickett looked like Marcus Mariota, even against our defense. Like, yeah. That's what he was
at the crib, though.
Yeah. I mean, they got rolling.
False starts from Jake from crowd noise.
Shout out to Jake Matthews, one of the most – Jake is the bar for average left tackle play in the NFL. I'm over him. But, you know, he's one of those ones where it's like he's going to be the left tackle. Somebody made a good point. Is at this point in his career, you're not moving him inside. So, but yeah, Steelers fans travel. They do that to everybody's stadium. So you knew they were going to do it to the Falcons. But
yeah, that terrible towel was out and out strong. The nation was in the building.
Smelling like Newports and Budweiser, but. They left with the dub.
They out there changing antifreeze up.
Right. But yeah, man. I mean, you see, the change is happening. I've been on Arthur Smith's team since, you know, beginning of the season. I said, you don't make a quarterback change when you're in playoff contention. They got a 10% chance at best now, brother. And that if the Bucs win tonight, they have a 4% chance. They're not winning. So, and I think it's the perfect time. We've talked about this on and off all season. If you're going to make the change, give Desmond Ridder 2 weeks to prep. And
what do we have next week, brother?
Me and you, bye week.
That's what I thought.
Exactly.
I didn't have anybody in my brain. That's why I was an empty space.
Desmond Ridder's got 2 weeks to prep for the Saints. In New Orleans, yeah.
And they're currently beating Tom Brady.
Yeah. I mean, but even if they pull this off, the Bucs got the Niners. If the Bucs go 0-2, we're still in playoff contention. Which, again, but I don't know. I mean,
where's Coach Jim Moore?
At this I ain't saying us, but if the Bucks go 0-2, you're still playing the same game. But I think at this point, it's a foregone. Like, when Arthur Smith comes out after the game, he's making comments Monday morning talking about, you know, everything's on the table. You know, we'll have a decision on the quarterback next week. That's telling me Desmond Ridder time. Like, there's no way you can watch Marcus Mariota the last 2 weeks. And it's like, if that's the ceiling, if the best that we are going to get from Mariota is what we've seen already, which was maybe the Panthers game when he threw for 253 yards. I mean, he's got five straight weeks of sub 175 yards passing. He's got three games over 200 yards passing. So it's like, you gave him a shot to see if he can play. You gave him more than enough of a shot to see if he can get back adjusted to being a starting quarterback and show any life of being able to win games for you. It's like, you literally played us out of playoff contention. Whether you wanted to go to it or not is one thing, but, you know, Mariota largely is the reason for the lack of a passing attack, and the lack of a passing attack is the reason for the last two losses.
Mm-mm-mm.
So,
you know, my thing has been, what are we doing? Can we beat the Vikings?
The Vikings?
What about
No.
What about the Cowboys?
No. They, I mean, this isn't a playoff team. We know that. The only shot they had was winning the division.
Oh, my goodness. Like, why? Why are but we sitting watching this show? At least give us something exciting to watch.
But it played out. It played out exactly how we expected. They were never going to go to the playoffs. It was just like, I mean, we're in contention. Let's see. And Mariota it away. And it was just like, okay, cool. That's about what we expected.
Mm-hmm. Covered the spread. Take all the money.
Yeah. I mean, they still – five games. We are half a game over Vegas' projections. I mean, this has literally been the very best outcome, is they have been competitive. And right now, I think they're projected for the 10th overall pick. You can't be mad at it. It was like, tank. If you want him to tank, play Mariota the rest of the season. If that's
quality tank.
Yeah, it's like high quality tank. It's like, what are we doing? Tanking. Well, don't tank like this.
Low key.
How do you want me to build a competitive culture but also tank? You can't get both. It's like, but they effectively have done it.
It's high quality. That was some good work.
They got an elite rushing attack. They went and put up another 150-yard day. And, I mean, you saw, once they took the ball out of Mariota's hands, they opened up and threw 20 passes in the first half, I think.
We turned into the NFC East overnight.
Yeah, the NFC East of old.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Whole South.
Four and five win teams battling it out for the toilet bowl division.
Yep. And the Saints making a late season push to claim it.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, I'm still defense lacks teeth. Defense lacks confidence. Defense lacks any sense of urgency. Like, I think that's just kind of really the biggest issues there. Like, that was a game where you saw Minkah Fitzpatrick make a number of plays, and our safeties still are terrified to make any kind of play. Richie can't tackle. Jaylen Hawkins can't cover. Darren Hall is, I mean, I don't expect much from Darren Hall, given that, you know, he's a fringe roster type. Yeah, he's a fourth round pick, but he's not that guy. Like, they're all out there nervous. AJ Terrell's the only one who got any kind of confidence on the back end. Yeah, like, you could tell when he makes a play, he's like, you tried it. Everybody else is just holding their breath, hoping that the play don't get made on them. So, because it's like, George Pickens did absolutely nothing. AJ Terrell had that boy missing. Meanwhile, Darren Hall got routed by Deontay Johnson all game. Like, he was terrified of that young man.
Mm-mm. Give him that ooh.
Yeah. So, that's the thing where it's like, even if you put Ridder in the game, the defense still worst in the league. That's so, would it be fun to watch him? Like, I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to see young Desmond. You know, got a bye week. Get him ready. I know he's itching. Get him ready. You got the Saints, Ravens, Cardinals, Bucks to close it out. That's a that's a pretty decent slate of teams. I mean, Saints defense been shaky all season, but like you said, they holding the Bucks right now to 3 points in the fourth quarter. So
you know what's so ignorant about what you just said about those upcoming teams, brother?
What?
We could go 4-0.
Yeah.
What happened to Lamar?
We could go 4-0, and we could also go 0-4. We're still trying out the Falcons defense, man.
Lamar's hurt though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's hurt. They got him week to week. I bet we play him in 3 weeks. So by the time we play him, I'm pretty sure he'll be all right.
He needs help.
Bruh, it could be Tyler Huntley at quarterback. Yeah, have you seen our defense? Yeah. I'm not hanging no faith on our defense. Like, they got to earn that every week. I'm from here on out for the next four games. I have no positive optimism when it comes to the Falcons defense. AJ Terrell is going to do his job. Grady's going to have a mild impact because it ain't nobody else to block. And that's going to be about it. Rashawn Evans is going to go get you 10 plus tackles. There's going to be your routine. But I'm excited to see Desmond. I know I've gone back and forth on if we're going to ever see him this season, but now that we've officially bottomed out, I think it's the right time to do it. And I think he's going to be a good one. I mean, everybody's excited about Justin Fields because he's playing, but Justin Fields is still only running. And yeah. I know it's exciting, but he had a good game against the Packers. He threw for 250 yards. Ran for 70 yards, but he threw two interceptions, and they lost when they had a pretty decent lead. I mean, they were up 19-10 and pooped the bed versus the Packers. When you got a chance to close a game out at the crib, it's cute to have a nice, 55-yard long run, but that looked like Vic. That's what the Vic days looked like.
It definitely did.
And I think people are kind of sleeping on Ritter, because it's like, Justin Fields is a freak athlete, blah, 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 blah. Desmond Ritter, 6'3", 211.
Ready to go.
Running a 4.52. That's Justin Fields running a 4.46. So we ain't talking about a massive difference in speed.
Right.
But we all know Desmond Ritter can throw that ball. And so I think nobody's really seen this passing attack be any kind of a threat, that it's like you might catch a couple teams. It's going to be a different offense going against the Saints, where it's like, okay, it's the same rushing attack, but oh crap, this man can actually hit the dig over the middle. Oh crap, he can actually hit the deep post.
Mm-hmm.
So
they have a bunch of injuries over there too.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. I mean, shoot, Drake London still he was sniffing 100 yards with all the overthrows from Mariota. Like, Smith gave him a chance to put the offense on his back. Like, the best way to attack that Steelers defense was to throw the ball. He ran the offense through Mariota to start the half. And like you said, we were down 16-6.
16-6. Who was about to sit and watch this game?
I think they had the ball. What was it? It was like an 8-10 minute time of possession deficit in the first half. Like, it was couldn't sustain nothing. You couldn't sustain anything. I'm trying to get you to throw the ball, and it's overthrow. I mean, he had a jump ball in triple coverage to Alameda Zacchaeus. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Zacchaeus is all of 5'8".
So I got hand, Colt. Man. Yeah, so. Drake with 12 targets and not cracking 100 yards is kind of terrible.
I mean,
caliber of a weapon he is.
He averaged 15 to 16 yards a catch. That was the craziest part. It's just I couldn't hit him.
Mm-mm-mm. Let's go to the carnival. You ain't winning no prize. That's why we going.
Man, so, but no, I think we got the Michael Walker game. So I'm moving.
Which one?
I'm moving my projections of the team to 2023 now. I think now that playoff projections, like, that's always my thing. You play this year until this year ain't worth a shit, and then you move to next year. And I think that's what this is, where it's like, okay, now who are we building around? Like, who can I start sitting down and being like, all right, I'm clearly not building around you, so we can move on and not even waste the time. And so it's like, Mariota, you got to go. Like, who do we got? Maybe you might see Frank Darby a little bit more to see if he's even worth keeping on the roster next year. You might see, you know, just kind of stuff like that where it's like, look, just kind of shake the basket a little bit and see what talent you keep in, what talent falls out, and what doesn't, because ain't no point. Like, I might not play Lorenzo Carter as much. Lorenzo, you might be going to the bench. I'm going to go roll with Ebiketie and Malone on third downs now. Let me see what I got with them.
I'm with that.
Like, stuff like that. Because we had absolutely no pass rush, and Ebiketie was out. Like, I like Grady, but it's like, Grady, D tackles, unless you are Aaron Donald, D tackles aren't impacting the game like that.
Nope. You got to be one of a kind superstar. Get some size in there, a little bit of quickness, and you good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this good old stat sheet looking like we got dominated too. Like, that tells a different story. You know it's bad when Rashawn Evans has 15 tackles, and your boy looked like he was just dogpiling again. Who got more solos? I got one for you. Who got more solos, AJ Terrell or Michael Walker?
Oh, man. AJ got more solos than my man. That feels bad.
Yeah, like, come on, man. You're going against Big Najee.
He got drug on the first play of the game, I think, for 5 yards.
Yeah, that set the tone for him.
Yep.
6 assists. Mm. But hey, you know, on to next week, the bye week.
Yep. Let them relax, get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't even too mad at this week. Like, it truly was. It really was just like, we should have beat them handedly. We didn't. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I tweeted right after the game, this just makes it clear what's needed on the team. Like, even more clear what's needed on the team. We need more pass rush. We need a quarterback who could throw the ball. And we need just better defense. Like, we need energy on defense. We need dogs on defense where it's like, I ain't about to go out here and get beat by Kenny Pickett.
Right.
Like, you're going to have to beat me, Kenny. I ain't going to let you just win. And, like, everybody's like, I hate it when it's, like, just box score scouting. It's like, I mean, they only gave up 19 points. That team sucks. The offense sucks. The Steelers suck. Like,
what'd you say they average?
17 points. That means you allowed an above average day.
Didn't we say if you score 20, you win?
Yep.
That's crazy.
They averaged 17 points and allowed 24 points. Like, it's mm-hmm. It's little stuff like that where it's like, that was the 2017 defense. Everybody's like, it's top 10. And I was like, we gave up above average days to offenses. Like, that was the Dolphins. That was when Jay Cutler came out of retirement and put up like 20 something points on the Falcons. That was their best day.
Smoking Jay.
Yeah. And I'm like, y'all got to start looking like, if good defenses cause below average outings, I don't care if they only scored 19. The Steelers averaged 17 points, and we couldn't even stay below that.
17.
With no weapons. So, but I think it's fine. Like, you got, like, when you look at that Saints defense, they got energy. They get after it. They know, like, Tom, I don't care. You got to deal with us. We don't have to deal with you. You got to deal with us.
Right, in your crib.
Yeah, and I think that's just a mentality change. I mean, somebody made a good point. They were like, bro, we've had one of the worst defenses in the league for a decade. There's no way they were changing this in one season. It's like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
They had some improvement, though.
Yeah.
They weren't wet paper towels this year.
They weren't. They closed out a couple games. They made some plays. But they just need more. They just need more just assholes, more dogs, more just players. Like you said, like, even Troy, like, I like Troy, but they ran a jet sweep, and Troy, like, is trying to, like, take on the block and, like, hold him up. I'm like, Troy, blow the block up.
Right.
Like, just make it a point, like, I'm going to knock you out. Like, I'm going to blow you right up, and then I'll find the ball. But that's we're too measured.
That's how Ray used to play.
Yeah, because that shocks the running back. He's like, oh, shit, he got blown up. I'm going the other way now. But
Sugar used to knock everything out.
Just hitting. I'm just out here hitting for 60 minutes. You're going to get sick of it before I get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I told you I want to hit her. I need another safety. I need a Willie Moe-esque type player.
Somebody just tone setter type.
Yeah. So, who would you say is the heavy hitter on our team?
Rashawn. He be hitting. Problem is he just
he be hitting, but
he got a chance to hit. You want an open field hit. I know what you
want. Yeah, I need a you.
Yeah. It's just they playing such soft coverage. Like it's timid. It's like they gotta play soft because the safeties are scared.
Well, I said put one back there.
It's like let Richie or Jalen actually cover with some confidence 15, 20 yards off the ball. Now I don't gotta drop my linebacker so damn deep to help them. Like you have yet to see them break on a ball that wasn't tipped and just straight snag it and run like Minka did to end the game.
Right.
That's confidence. That's confidence in what you're doing.
Yeah. That's a high level play, but that's a play that you learn early on in your football playing career.
Yeah. It's like,
you got it or you don't.
Yep. And that's what's crazy because it's like Richie showed it at UCF. Richie showed it at the Senior Bowl. It was like, okay, baller. And then now he can't tackle.
They get Atlanta life.
Yep. He ain't figured out where he want to impact the game. And it's like, bro, like, and then Jalen, man, like even a deep ball, he's playing, I think it's what, first quarter. Kenny Pickett throws it. You playing an easy little bracket. I think AJ Terrell was underneath. Jalen, you see the ball the whole way. He's fading, hoping the ball comes to him. Bro, go make the play. The play ain't going to make you. It's like you want the ball to come. You want an interception to come to you. That's never going to happen.
What 2 Chainz say? A play don't care who make it.
Damn, just don't make one. Somebody.
Somebody, please. Anybody. How many sacks did we get?
Zero.
Zero.
Mm-hmm. No pass rush. Heavy Caddy was gone. We were scared to run any kind of exotic blitzes, but by the time we tried to get after them, they were running these weird stunts, and they were trying too hard. Like, you could see in the pass rush, once it got later in the game, they were like, oh, I got to make a play. I got to make a play. And nobody – you don't have playmakers. Right. You don't have nobody who can make a play. Ogundeji is not a playmaker. Like, he is inconsistent setting the edge in the run game. It's like it's stuff like that where it's like, you know, Ebiketti was gone. They had nobody who was a threat off the edge. Lorenzo Carter had a couple decent rushes. You know, D'Angelo Malone, still a rookie. He looked like a rookie. It was Grady and Abdullah Anderson and Matt Dickerson. And like, we're talking about guys who should not be on the roster next year. Like, it's that simple. They picked up Abdullah Anderson midseason. Matt Dickerson is a nobody. Like, let's just keep it real. Like, Grady's out there trying to be like 07 LeBron. He got Ilgauskas and Booby Gibson and Delonte West out there on the line with him trying to be LeBron.
That was a different LeBron, too.
Yeah, man. So, I get it. We are towards the end of this season. We got a month left, but I'm still excited for the future. It's the Desmond Ridder show is coming to town, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the young man found a way to win the South.
Hey, 4-0. I'm calling it now.
Wow.
As soon as he come out, I'm giving it the rock. Finally.
Desmond 4-0. Ridder has come back to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. 4-0. Humming into the playoffs.
Wow.
He's going to be making the right reads and the right throws.
Yeah. That's really the biggest issue with Mariota. He's just skittish. He plays too fast. He plays with nervous energy. He don't know where he's looking. You could tell he has no idea where he's supposed to be looking.
9-8 Falcons team. That would be hilarious.
Hey.
Come back above 500 for the season.
Hey. Winner.
Winners.
Yeah, man. I don't know. That would be so fun. That would be fun if he goes 3-0. You going into week 18 at home with the division on the line. The dome would be rocking.
Turned up with P. Troy.
The dome would be rocking.
We're gonna see. We still got time. We still, you know, we still like they saying the blood, we still
4%. I mean, hey, Bucks losing. I mean, we got 10% chance. There's still a chance.
Yeah, they're going to lose.
Hey, I've seen Tom Brady snatch a heart or two out.
Not this time. He's Giselle's.
Yeah, the witch is taking her powers back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Desmond Ridder going 4-0 over the next four games. Give me a projected stat line.
Over 200 yards throwing.
Average.
To start.
Yes.
He's going to average 2 touchdowns throwing.
Yes.
Those are my 2 bold predictions. And we're going to get a burger in there. Get ready for the burger.
Against
you ever
who?
Seen Burger King commercials?
Who we getting?
Where they put it on them hot grates.
Who we getting 30 on?
Fire coming up out of there.
Who we getting 30
we
on?
We could hang 30 on the Ravens if Lamar ain't playing. I don't believe in that offense.
Oh, but it's in Baltimore. It's going to be
Yeah, even better. That's perfect for Ridder.
Hey, Cincinnati weather.
Yeah.
So you talking about Desmond Ridder going to be a revelation for this offense.
Just like the Falcon of old. He finna rise up.
Man.
They gonna lead us 4-0. If he plays, he 4-0.
That would be a show. I actually went back and watched. I was like, let me go ahead, refresh myself with my future quarterback. I was watching them last year. I mean, bro's just a baller.
He like an unwrapped Christmas present in July.
That the fans have been begging for. Fans have been
begging. We had you in mind when we got this for you. We waiting for you to use it.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited.
You use it, and it's the best thing in smoking.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see competent quarterback play again. Like you said, like I don't even – he a rookie. I'm fine. But, like, to see a quarterback who can make the right read.
Mm-hmm. Late in the season?
Mm-hmm.
We got some shaky quarterback play out here, brother.
Yep. Like – it's one of those ones where it's like, I don't care if it's an overthrow is the right read. Mariota overthrow the wrong read.
Big facts. Very annoying.
And you don't have too many across Desmond Ridder's tape. You don't ever see too many just bad throws. Like if he sees it.
Tight spiral, five.
Yep.
Mahomes-esque.
Dang.
I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes, but.
I was about to say, bro.
He makes the throw that Patrick Mahomes makes, like intermediate. Wise,
yep, and even to ball placement, like that's one of the things. It's like
right.
he can adjust speed on his passes, and he's putting it where it's like, okay, you could catch it in stride and run, or you're catching it here, you're catching it, you know. Mariota just hoping
throwing Oregon ducks,
and he got throw to space. Like Arthur Smith done his best. Like after a while, you can't out genius a poor thrower. He's a good athlete, but it's only so many times you can run flood concepts over and over and over and over and over again. Good defenses be like, okay, I know exactly what you're about to do because you're an elementary quarterback. You only got so many concepts you can execute.
And so, he's going to take off.
Yeah, he'd be sprinting out of that pocket.
Speaking of sprinting. Did you see my boy Chris Lindstrom on that last interception?
No.
Boy. Hey, you talking about some athleticism? That boy can run.
He was running Minka down.
Brother, why you think Minka ran out of bounds?
Hold on, I got it up right now. Real time.
Boy.
Big fella was hawking up. Big fella was about to lay him out. Because I had turned away once it happened. I was like, well, there's a game. Whatever. Where's my tab? Let me close out.
Running mad. Picking him up and putting him down, boy.
He was going to hit him hard.
Mm-hmm.
All pro.
Patrick, and he'll just go out of bounds.
He said, nah, bro, I'm straight.
Yeah, man. Hey, Chris Lindstrom, all pro right guard. All right, future. All pro. Future, what you doing on the O-line?
I'm going guard.
You going to left guard?
I'm going guard. I don't know much about our center, but because we have a strong run game, he can't be terrible. So I'm going a quality left guard. No, Chris Lindstrom is right guard, right?
Yeah,
quality left guard. And they're just going to do work between the tackles. I'm going to keep Ritter clean and in the pocket. He's going to be able to step up because they're going to pass him off. I re-sign McGarry, and then I'm drafting straight big fellas on defense.
Give me De'Ron Payne.
Mm-hmm. Big rascals. And we sticking with the Southeast thing. We're not going to Colorado.
I just don't know who you get at left guard. Like, I don't know if you draft him or hey, quietly, might be Jalen.
Boy, Andy, going to trade for him.
Who?
Talking about Quentin Nelson.
Wow. Hey, I'd be with it.
Baby, I would roll Grand Central.
Go ahead and bring 56 on down south. You'd be able to get him. Man, I mean, that's not a bad idea. It's not the best contract, but they ain't fire selling up there like that. I would send a, yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be Jalen. That's really who it's gonna be.
Hey, it's time for him to step up too. You chicken eater.
Gave him a whole season to get healthy and just learn. That gave him a good cop out with the back injury, little injury reserve. It might be real, might not, but you know, same thing they did with Debo.
Chicken eater.
So it'll be interesting. I mean, Debo played. He's played the last few games for the Browns, so he's playing. But so it's like, I don't know how real his injury was, but I think, yeah, I don't know. O-line's going to be interesting because it's like, I'm not one to just say, yeah, just run it back. But they can't go nowhere. Lindstrom's not going anywhere. At most, you're probably switching out McGarry for Conklin, but you probably bring McGarry back because of that cohesion on the right side. Drew Dahlman is their draft pick, so I doubt they bail on him after one season, especially like you said, when they've had a dominant running game.
Exactly.
Left guard is definitely not going to be Kobe.
A center is very hard to a good center, a decent center is very hard to replace. Like, just the fact that we had that game to see them big fellas crack open them bruise after that win, that was all I needed to see.
Yeah, where it's like, they may not be the best, but they rock together as a five-man group.
Mm-hmm. That's what you need for them big fellas.
Yep.
And that chemistry is unmatched. It's like a wall. You think you're going to do a stunt, they're just going to pass you right off. Oh, this big fella right here. Oh, come meet little fella.
Yep.
And that's why I said we need that in them trenches on the other side of the ball on defense where – you know, we eventually gonna have to plan for Grady to roll up out of here too.
Yep.
So we're coming behind Grady. We don't have nobody. Grady's not teaching anybody. We done got rid of Marlon. We gotta replace him as a body on that D line. Cordero about 42 years old.
Still got the juice.
Still got the juice, but you know, Unc gonna get tired too. It's going to be time for Unc to go to the crib. We got Algier and Huntley. That's, you know, two nice pieces, but we still need a home run hitter. I like Algier. Algier be running hard. I need that one. I need that Norwood.
I honestly wouldn't even touch running back this coming offseason. I'd let him rock out one more. I'd get a wide receiver too who got good blaze. Because I think.
Oh, yeah, we need that for sure.
Yeah, I think with Ritter. That'll open up things. Yeah, you won't have. I do think they need speed at running back, but I think that's a one more season away. Like, just rock out with CP, Algier, Huntley one more time. Go get you a wide receiver too. Figure out what you're going to do on the O-line. But, bro, you pour so many resources into that damn defense, folks are going to get sick of it. Like how we brought in. It was like, oh, new receiver, 6'4". New receiver, 6'3". Like, I wanted to be like that. Falcons' new signing, defense. Falcons' draft pick, defense. Hey, you see this comeback happening? Young Tom Brady. They got the stop.
I'm not rooting for the Aints, but there are circumstances like this foolishness.
Scene, Taysom Hill. That was a good pass. Why did you get that? Keanu Neal with a big hit.
I feel like our receiving core is like a box of chicken, a chicken wing, and we sitting here looking for the crunches in the bottom of the box. That's like our receiving core. That's what we got to deal with right now. We desperately need to remake over this receiving core.
Yeah, man, we just got it's Drake. And then, I mean, you saw late in the game, the Steelers just started just clamping on Drake. And it was over. It was like, okay, cool. Let the rest of them win.
Right. The crunchies.
Yeah. It's cute. But Kadero Hodge ain't that man. Damir Bird is cool, but he a journeyman. You know, Zacchaeus, cool. Wide receiver three, maybe. But there's a reason they went and got Brian Edwards.
Right. You can't win with 5 targets, 2 catches, and 13 yards. Yeah. With a long of 10.
Yeah, no.
Like, the longest catch is 10 out of 13 yards? Come on, man.
Yeah. No, I think – that's why I think people be shocked. It's like, we still adding to the offense. It's like, no, I don't think it's going to be Bijan Robinson. If they do it, I wouldn't be overly mad. But I think wide receiver, pass catcher, especially if we move into Ridder, he needs guys he can believe in, that he can trust, that he can throw to. But, like, even then, it's like – you got Pitts, you got London, you got CP in that running game that it's like, they can wait to like a day 3 type. Like, go get – it's still –
I want somebody built like Anquan Boldin.
Brian Edwards, if he had heart. Honestly, you know, I wouldn't even be surprised if they went and get like a Cedric Tillman from Tennessee. He's 6'3", 215 with Blaze. He was the one who put up all them touchdowns against the Tide.
Who's that, number 11?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take him.
You go get him and just let him cook.
Yep, I'm with it. Good old Rocky Top.
Hey, shout out to one Kelsey Pope.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you do something like that. You get Kayshawn Boutte from LSU, wide receiver U. You know. He's 6 feet, 185.
What is
LSU is wide receiver U currently.
Give me the receivers.
Odell Beckham.
Okay, you said currently. You said currently now.
Currently. Odell Beckham, Justin Jefferson. Got to give Russell Gage his credit. I mean, he went from a 6th-round pick to a reliable wide receiver. I mean, you want a wide receiver, you go to LSU. You getting the dog. He going to produce.
Yeah.
Who is your who is your wide receiver? You who you
that's why I stopped. You said currently.
currently.
Yeah, currently.
So
I still think the Tide can still battle with them on receivers.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the only one. I think they just lack the upside.
Right.
It's really
LSU, they take the top off your defense for real.
Yeah, Devontae Smith really ain't really turned into that guy, but that's because AJ Brown's there now. Garrett Wilson is a fool, but, you know, he's held back by Zach Wilson. Jameson Williams ain't played yet.
Hey, them Jets got Mike White, baby. You know I'm a white. You know I like Mike White.
Mike,
yes, sir. Mark,
I can't even lie. I thought about picking up Mike White in fantasy, and I said, there's no way. And Mike White has gone up.
I'm sitting there with Jalen having that same thought. Like, Jalen is locked into my lineup. Why am I looking at this man?
Yeah. But it's like, it's one of those things where it's like when a team believes in a quarterback, it's like Taylor Heineke. When a team believes in a quarterback, it don't matter how good he is. As soon as you see that boy in that huddle, it's like, bet. They see Zach Wilson, it's like, hell nah. Right. He's not going to find me. And like, I appreciate, that's why I give Arthur Smith his credit. The fact that the team didn't quit on Mariota when the fan base was like, bro, we all see this man cannot hit nothing. And them boys was like, that's my quarterback. I respect it.
Zach Wilson looked like Elf on the Shelf.
They said, Zach, you can go, bro. You throwing us under the bus.
You can go.
You can go. So.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hey, Bucks are making a late push to win this game by 1 point because the witch does not have power in Tampa.
Giselle.
I love it. I mean, we ain't got no over-unders, man. We ain't got nothing to look forward to next week. Just some good rest, relaxation.
Yeah. Send Michael Walker back to California for a little bit. I know he's going to go out there and visit his folk.
Yeah, man, you know. Oh, no, I got one for you. What are your thoughts on the 12-team playoff? We can close it on some little college.
I think 12 is too much. I go 8. Because you got to remember, these kids still in school. Y'all know I'm all about education.
I'm glad you just, man, Matt Liner was taking ballroom dancing. Boy, what class are these kids in? These are amateur athletes.
Hey, man, you know, some nerds on the team. Maybe they want to enjoy it. There are some real student athletes.
Hey, you really you should have gone to some sorry team.
No.
You went to a team who's going to be a top 12 team. You're going to be playing in a 12 team.
Yeah, you still got final exam. Final exam, man. Come on, give me a break. I need a break. Just look a little quick break.
They get a break.
They get a bro. You when are they gonna play the game? They're gonna be playing the game on
like right before
they're gonna be playing games on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, Pro Bowl weekend, we get national championship football.
And then 2 weeks later, you get spring football.
Mm-hmm.
No. You ain't got no time to heal.
I think they should cut this. I agree they should cut this. But I already have felt that college teams be playing them bullshit games. Like UGA played Sanford, Kent State, and Vanderbilt. You could cut Sanford and Kent State out. There go two games right there. That's a waste of everybody's time. Cut the season down 2 more weeks. Like Vanderbilt, they got to play Vandy. That just so happens to be their conference. But it's like, they had 3 games where they could have put you and me on the team and we could have started at quarterback and running back and UGA still would have won. And so it's like, go from 12 games to 10 games.
Yeah.
Bucks up.
No.
17-16. 16 seconds left. Oh, is
touchdown
it a hold?
Holding.
Wow. Holding. Wow. Nope. But no, I mean – I think 12 is right. I do think they just need to cut the season down, though, because it's a lot of fluff. Like, I want to see more ranked matchups.
Too many colleges. It's too much money for you to cut the season down, brother.
Hey, that ain't a me issue. I agree about the safety, and it's a lot of games.
NIL, baby, this is money now. Big money. This is big money business. Transfer portal and NIL deals.
But that's why I think they're going to 12 games.
No, I told you they got to heal. They need time for exams.
Money. You can't say it's money. They don't care about these kids.
Still education.
They don't care about these kids. 12 games.
Student.
Let them figure it out. But I think 12 games is right. Because I do think, especially this season, it's UGA versus the field. But I think the gap between 2 and 12 is – I mean, USC lost to Utah. TCU lost to
Kansas. If that's the case, that means South Carolina should be up in there.
South Carolina beat Tennessee. They got to get up to top 12. I think 12 gives you room to lose a couple games. Like, Tennessee got the best offense in the country. I want to see them up against, like, a Utah who got, I think,
Is number one going to get a bye week?
Yeah, top 4 get bye weeks.
Bro, ain't no way you win that game.
I ain't saying they win it. I want to see it.
I'm talking about they going to get smashed. You get the best team a chance to heal for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Top 4 get a chance to heal.
That's why the NFL crazy like that.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's no different than the pros. You want to go to the pros, be like the pros. We're going to see. I don't know. I mean, they're going to have to figure it out for safety. Because like you said, like, them kids going from – even if they graduate and you going from playing to 2-3 weeks later, you got the combine.
Yeah. You in 2 days.
Yep. So, we're going to see. It's happening. Whether we like it or not,
it's
happening.
So. It's year-round. You know, year-round, but you still got to be sensible for touchdown. Wow. You ready to wrap this thing up, man? Tom Brady to end of the podcast.
Hey. You want to go back and rewind it? What I say, young Brady, as one man, I don't
took down the 8th. I can't even be mad at that old Tom.
What I tell you, I see Tom rip out enough hearts. That man is a murderer.
He's a madman.
Man, I love it.
Wow.
On that note, brother, Desmond Ridder time.
Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. Another episode of King's Landing, just as we've gone over. Falcons are going to the bye week. Going to chill at the crib, eat some chicken. Y'all have a good night or a good time, good morning, whenever you're listening to this. But, you know, thank you for listening. This has been King's Landing. Out of here.